Welcome to your Ashes post-game show. Game match two has just wrapped up. This episode is brought to you by Runmaker. Liam, what a test. Joe Root gets his 100. How about that one?
Always going to happen, mate. Always going to happen. To be honest with you, you could tell from ball one, he didn't really go hard at the ball. It seems like he was waiting for it. And obviously, he batted beautifully. It was like a masterclass. So for him to finish not out, obviously beautiful for me. Thank you very much.
Heard it here first from Liam. He's, I'll quote that. He said, you could tell from ball one.
There you go.
Wow.
Ball one. We knew.
Ball one. So England end the day 325 for nine. Mm-hmm. They end up just batting the day out. There was potential declaration. Maybe at the end they were thinking about giving Australia a few overs. But no, it didn't happen. They ended up batting the day out. Ended up pretty much potentially batting Australia out of the game here. They put up 325. I don't know if they'll come out and bat again tomorrow. But let's bring it back to the start of the day. First over. With big pressure on Zach Crawley. Couple dots, hits a four, hits a single, leaves it for Duckett for the final ball of a Stark over. Winner, winner, chicken dinner for Stark.
Too much talk about Stark getting wickets, mate. You know, too much talk about it.
He only got six. I think he only got six. Stark only got six for 71.
Isn't it amazing? Because he didn't bowl as well as he bowled in the first test, but someone who's that good, who's in form, managed to pick up wickets, and that's what he does. He picks up wickets. Obviously, he's overtook Wesley Macrim as the most wicketed left-arm over that's ever played the game in Test cricket. So, obviously, a huge congratulations to Mitch Stark for doing that. But, yeah, I mean, from ball one to Duckett stuck with feet was stuck. Didn't get out to the ball enough and just hung his bat out there. It was a beautiful delivery, a little bit of shape from Stark. And, obviously, that started off the game beautifully for Australia.
Yes, and that was one of four ducks to come for England on their way to 325. Ollie Pope would go next, chopping at one, just got himself caught on the crease, didn't move his feet. Wasn't there to cut. Maybe it was there to cut, but he got the total bottom edge on that one. Chops it on. He goes. Australia all on top early. You have them, what are they, 3 for 5? 3 for 5 they are. And Australia is on top. But then, what was that?
2 for 5.
Three for five. You're right. 2 for 5. I'm getting ahead of myself. and then a big partnership between Zach Crawley and Root. Big partnerships that
I mean, that's the main partnership, right? The questions are on Crawley. He obviously got a pair in the first test, but I mean, he still looks some sort of iffiness, but he managed to score runs. He was given chances. I think he was speaking on the commentary, Mark Waugh. Was saying about how much Crawley hits the ball in the air, and he does, and he gives chances, but he sometimes looks pretty when he plays, scores boundaries, but obviously he took that pressure from the first test, him and Root, and put a massive partnership on, which obviously led that led for that 325 at the end of the play.
Yeah, they were coming up with some kind of bizarre plans to Zach Crawley there. They had a short mid-on, a deep mid-on. They were kind of like trying to see what he was doing. We were mentioning during the show that he was closing the face of his bat. He wasn't, he was like, that leading edge was kind of facing forward towards the bowler. He was looking to score on the leg side. By the end of the innings, he was batting on fourth, fifth stump. He was way over across outside off stump, looking to hit the ball across the offside. Ends up getting caught behind, bowled Neeser, 76 off 93. Harry Brook then comes in, gets a quick couple of runs, 31 off 30. Then he gets undone. Stokes comes in, still looking good. They put up a good partnership, and that's when it really kind of, at that point, I'm like, oh, they're really going to go on with this here. Root hadn't quite got to his 100 yet, but they're really going to go on to it. And then an incredible piece of fielding, Josh Inglis gets a run out of nowhere. Root turns him around, Stokes around, one-handed pickup, looking at one stump, bang, and it started a little mini collapse there for England. Jamie Smith came out, he went for a duck, Boland takes him through the gate next over. Will Jacks came out, had a little kit of bang bang, and then Gus Atkinson goes, Cass goes, and then Joffre's out there. Root gets the 100 in between there somewhere. I'm not sure exactly what point he gets the 100. And then they...
Jacks, it was like a highlights package again. It was like, I'm going to put the ball out wide and you're just going to try and drive it. And that's what they did. They're like, I'm just going to swish my hardest. And it was like, nick. But also, were they told to just go play some shots? A bit with Atkinson, right? Obviously, he came in and tried to sort of flick one off his hip. But it was that catch, what you're probably going to talk about, was an amazing catch with him and Marnus sort of colliding and Carey taking a beautiful catch over his head. And obviously, them coming together was a really cool video, you know? It was cool.
Oh, yes. So catch/collision/collision/catch. It was, I was worried for the both of them there, but they were having a good time. Marnus was, they were loving it. They were all smiles. Great that the both of them got there and Carey had the gloves on. It went into his mitts. Yes, an incredible catch from Carey. They almost had another collision with Joffre towards the end, but they fell right in between them. But then there was a point to potentially declare, but no, Joffre Archer went absolutely ham. He was hitting bowling for bombs all over the ground, smacking him. Root said he's going to go too. He was smacking him. They really accelerated the innings when Joffre came in to bat, they were 264, ended up with 325, really putting a game in a position that we didn't think it would get to. More around that 250, 275 mark, which is kind of where we thought they would probably end up for the first innings. But now they've got themselves quite a ways ahead. And it's going to be the question now, can Australia chase it? That's going to be the question.
My question is, how well did Australia bowl up top? I think they give, with the fielding placings, the fielders were out. We discussed that on the live stream. Also, how many times were they trying to hit the stumps? I think they maybe tried too much too early. I don't think the bowling was consistent as it was in that first Ashes test. And I think they give England some easy singles and took the pressure off, especially with Crawley. He was under the pump. He might have got off to a start where he's on 20 and stuff, but he's still under the pump. And I think they just let him get away with too many singles.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely feel like the bowlers, they decided to go with four frontline pacers. They may look back and say that wasn't the best idea. Everyone outside of Stark didn't really look like they were hitting their stride today. There was a couple of wickets here. Bowling obviously got a peach there to get Smith. Outside of that, a lot of wayward balls from Meeser, not quite hitting their lines and their lengths. And like you mentioned, giving a lot of easy singles away early. They were rotating the strike. Wasn't a lot of pressure put on them early. They could have really suffocated them a little bit earlier when they were two down. But yes.
I mean, looking at it, obviously, the opening bowlers went for like threes and over, and everyone else went for four and a half to five. So there was no pressure put on really during that day. And is it because you missed a spinner as well? Did they miss Lyon not playing, who potentially could tie down a little bit and add a different variety rather than just seam? Obviously, you got Mitch Stark left arm over, but obviously the rest are just right arm overs. Obviously, good bowlers, but I think you maybe need that variation, or maybe you could have actually. Would you have brought a spinner on? Could you have tried Marnus? Could you have tried Smith or Head? You know, maybe that's a bit of a variation there. But I think Australia found a patch where they're going nicely. They're picking up wickets. And it was just Archer and Root at the back end who put that partnership on, who took it over 300.
That's right. And talking about Root, he was the run maker for today. And today's episode is brought to you by Runmaker. This Ashes season, don't just watch history, step into it. This is with Runmaker VR. It's the place for you to train and prepare for the Ashes. All your skills, you're going to be able to hone your technique with real-life feedback that you can get from a coach using virtual reality. This Ashes, level up your game with Runmaker. Download Runmaker and save this with Ashes code Runmaker sub-E6EFEA to get 50% off your first six-month subscription when signing up before January 31st. So, Root, 100, first time in Australia. Matthew Hayden's probably going to have to do the nud run around the ground. He had tweeted that out, that he would do that. You said it was expected that he would do it. I think this is going to be a big momentum shift for England and for Root's career. He's finally going to be able to say that he scored the 100 in Australia and really cement his legacy as the second and most likely to become the most run scorer in cricket.
Do you think, though, like, obviously he celebrated, but it wasn't like, I think people have made a bigger deal of it than what he thinks it is, to be honest with you. Like, he's one of the best, probably going to be the best in terms of run maker ever that's played the game. So he was like, yeah, celebrated, but he was like, it's 100, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it was. It wasn't like he was like crazy, because he's like, he's had a lot of hundreds. It's nice to get 100 in Australia. But for him, like, I know him, it's about winning the game, getting runs to win the game. And that's what he's done. And he got 100 doing that.
Yeah, his reaction was very much just like that. Like, yeah. That was his reaction. It wasn't really like a big song and dance and throw the bat up in the air and let out a big, you know, scream. It was just a, and he kind of just looked towards the guys in the dressing room and was like, I did it. I got my 100.
I did it.
And then looked good. I mean, he's going to come back out tomorrow and maybe score a few more runs. Maybe they declare early. They'll probably just bat a little bit, maybe. I don't know. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe they're going to come out and kind of swing and smack a quick 40.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, they were looking good. Joffre was really hitting them clean.
You know what? Joffre can bat, and I've seen him hit the ball very cleanly. And I've seen him do it with the white ball, but his red ball's never really kicked on. I'm not sure why. Like, he can hold the bat. He should score more runs than he does. So
red ball, white ball, pink ball, doesn't matter, right? It's pink ball.
It doesn't. No. As Travis says.
Now, with that being said, Travis Head will come out to bat tomorrow at some point. He's going to open the batting with Weatherald. Do we see them going out and putting up some runs early and mimicking that image from the first test?
Yeah, I think Travis will just be positive. Maybe he won't move around as much. I think he'll just bat and look to hit the ball that's a bit wayward, be positive intent, and I think he'll put the balls under pressure. Maybe not as loose as he was in that test when he scored 100 and won the game, but I think he'll show some sort of aggression, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm hoping
that's
to see
him.
That's him, and I'm hoping to see that. The pitch had a lot of bounce in it. There did see visible cracks. Like, you were like, there's no cracks, Adam, and I'm like, there are definitely cracks. The biggest player in this game was the bowl and wicket. It's not like the cracks are opening up, but you can see the seams from above. We look at it above, it looks like a cracked eggshell, and there's just a lot of good grass over the top. But I think those cracks are going to open up. The bowl and wicket to Jamie Smith clearly hit one of those seams in the pitch, really jagged back. Was it just off the seam? Was it the pitch? I think it was a little bit of both, but you can see those kind of seams in the pitch. It could play into tomorrow in England's favor, bowling, with some movement off the deck. You know what I mean? Like, today I felt like Australian bowlers didn't hit their lines and lengths. And when they did, some really good moments happened. But for most point, they weren't on their line and length.
Yeah, I think so. I think they tried too much too early. Mitch Stark is going to be Mitch Stark. Nisa up top. I think he's obviously a great cricketer, but I think it's obviously coming to the test match maybe a little bit nervous. He tried a lot, right? It was like away swinger, in swinger, bouncer, away swinger. Potentially if the cracks do open up and England have a good lead, then it's going to make for an interesting probably second innings for Australia. I think it won't get too crazy, obviously, the second day. I think the pitch is still decent. You can score runs on it. If Joffre's coming in and score runs, then you expect your best Australian batsman to score runs. You can dig in and score runs. It's probably going to be a Steve Smith wicket. That's what I'm kind of look at. A minus on the Steve Smith wicket, where you have to give some patience. A bit like Root. Root kind of put that blueprint down, how to score runs on there. You know?
Yes. Very patient. So, prediction where we stand right now. Do we feel that Australia will be able to get a lead with this 325 currently on the board from England?
England will finish with 355, and I think Aussie will get somewhere close first innings. I think they could get late 200s, 300, and I think then the cracks might start opening up, or maybe not. But I think they might not get it, but they'll get somewhere close.
Get somewhere close, and this is probably going to run, looking at, you had predicted maybe lunch day four. You think maybe this could go to day five now with this big total?
It's funny how we talk about a big total of 320 or whatever. It's like big total. I don't know. It's going to be interesting because it depends how quickly that wicket changes, right? We've seen how the wicket goes quickly when obviously it's the floodlights are on and it starts moving around and it's hard to see because of that light there. But it's going to be interesting. I think it'll still go to day four. It'll go just after lunch on day four, England victory. Yeah.
Just after lunch on day four, team. That is the wrap from the second test at the Gabba, day one. Make sure you stay tuned for all the coverage here at That's Cricket. Liam, that's cricket.
I can tell you that. That's cricket.
That's cricket.